right, talking with Jackie Daniels. How's everything going, Jackie?
Pretty good. And how are you doing?
Oh, I'm not doing too bad. The weather today is nice. Starting to look a lot more spring-like. So as long as the wildfires stay at bay, I'll be good.
Well, thank God.
So how exactly, for people who aren't familiar with you, how exactly did you get started in pursuing music as a career? Because it's always interesting to know what makes people go from just singing in the shower or the car and actually try to pursue a career in it.
I've actually been singing my whole life. I have been in singing competitions. I've been in musical theater. I've had rock bands. I've learned to play the guitar. I've had metal bands. It's kind of something that's been really integrated into who I am as a being since I was a kid. And it's something I truly, truly love. And I'm constantly thinking about the stage when I'm not on it and how to improve a show. It's something that I really live for. So music was really big in my family. My dad was always seen with a guitar in his hand. My mom is a singer as well. We've been a very musical family. And my fondest memories actually come from sitting around the campfire and my dad playing the guitar and us singing You Are My Sunshine or some sort of Johnny Cash song. It's always just been really prevalent in my life.
So you mentioned like you were in rock bands, metal bands. What made you settle on pursuing country music then? Because that's a bit of a hard left or right turn to go from metal music to country music.
Yeah, I know. So I actually grew up listening mainly to country. However, it was in my early adult years that I was really very interested in rock music and alternative metal and progressive rock. So when I was 18, my friend at Nate introduced me to one of his friends who was actually looking for a country band or for a country singer. And that's where I actually started. So we were originally called Railtown Park and we had put out an EP and we were doing quite well, to which then I kind of got a little, I wouldn't say a bored, but I needed to reignite my creative juices. And I had wanted to kind of experiment on stage. And what I mean by experiment on stage is I'm a musical theater kid. So I wanted to put down my guitar. I wanted to run around. At that time, I was heavily influenced by like Lizzie Hale, and I still am, or Taylor Momsen from the Pretty Reckless. And I was like, this is what I want to do. This is who I want to be. I want to dress that way. I want to act that way. That's just in my bones who I kind of wanted to. So at the time I had two bands going. And of course, usually when you start at the base of one genre, you always work your way up. And one of my friends, Sharon Purdy, who is in a progressive metal band, or I guess a hard rock band as well, we had discussed about starting a metal band together. And we had realized that we're really good co-writers. And we bring out kind of like a yin and yang in each other when it comes to writing and stage presence and vocal cadence. So there was a time that I had essentially, I think it was like three bands going and all to pursue different creative outlets for me. However, both of the rock bands the one rock band dissolved and I started pursuing what was Railtown Park. We had switched our name into Jackie Daniels and the Jokers to take more of that rock turn. And it's just because it was something I needed. I needed our music to be different. We needed to progress as a band. However, when COVID hit and everything kind of shut down and it was just me and my guitar, I started getting back to what I would deem my roots are. And my roots are more folk country. And I really focus like in my writing, like even in my rock bands, like I'm a storyteller. I've written stories my entire life. Even as a child, I wrote short stories. So I really do focus heavily on lyricism. And what I noticed was in rock is people don't necessarily pay attention to lyricism. And some people might agree with that. Some people might not. But with country, you can have a listening room where people are there dedicated to hearing your voice, to hear the stories behind the song. And I just felt at that time and what I was going through, I was like, I would love to pursue the country side of my writing to progress in a different route. So that's kind of how I ended up in country. It's a little bit of a winding road. I consider myself a jack of all trades and a master of none, but that's kind of how I get there. I am heavily influenced by many different types of music, and I like to have outlets to explore each and every one of those.
Okay. It's a nice little transition there, at least. Not just like one day you wake up going, okay, I'm done with the metal. I'm going to play country now. It's a nice little journey there.
It was. It's very different. And what I got out of, and I still love rock, like, and you can even see it in my country band and where we're going, Jackie Daniels and the Blank Slates. I never have left the rock side. We are outlaw country. We are 70s outlaw country, Waylon Jennings, a little bit of Loretta Lynn, but mainly the boys that ride the Harleys. That's what we are. And I don't think I'll ever be able to let go of that side of me just because of the incredible experiences that I have on stage with it and what it allows me to be and to do as an entertainer.
Outlaw country is something that at one point was very popular, declined. Do you think we're seeing a renaissance with outlaw country, or is it still a rather niche little subgenre, if you will, of country music?
Honestly, I think there's a slight resurgence, and I believe in that because of, I would say, really, like Zach Bryan, not that I consider him to be exactly that, but I think he's helped put like a twist on what country is and to bring people back to the genre. And what I love about it is, as big as Zach Bryan is, like, I think he just recently started getting played on some radio stations, and I think that's mainly I don't want to speak on behalf of him, but he just started getting played on the radio stations. And I love that he was able to make it as an artist that way without requiring something that we've talked about, like essentially the sinks, right?
Yeah.
So I do believe there's younger artists out there that are bringing back that love for a little bit more rugged country and not currently what is deemed country right now.
All right. So we're getting ready to play your song Small Town Beauty Queen pretty quickly here. I know it's been moving up and up and up the Indigenous Music Countdown. How'd this song come about for you?
So I was actually in Nashville about a year ago. I was spot there with Global Country. I had won the titles of Female Entertainer and Female Vocalist of the Year at, it's, what is it called? NACMA, I believe. NACMA. And this, I actually got to participate in a private songwriting workshop or like a boot camp. And had to pull out three keywords from a hat. And I can't exactly remember what the keywords were, but I think it was town, queen, and something else. And I just sat there with my guitar, and the three words that came to my mind were small town, beauty, queen. And I was like, how could I write about this? How can I make this work? And I was like watching my mom, because she had come down to Nashville with me, and I was watching my mom, and I just thought, my God. I was like, this woman has put the utmost faith in me, and I can't even begin to imagine what her life looked before me and the goals that she had and dreams that she had and what she had to let go when she became a mother and what that looks like now. And just like, it really dawned on me how much parents not necessarily give up for their kids, but it's a very selfless act to have kids and to help them pursue their children's goals, especially the way my mom does. So I just wanted to write a song that was dedicated to parents and really single mothers for everything that they do for their children's and how it may not really be noticed by society, but your kids, when they grow up, they'll notice it, and they appreciate it and they love it and they thank you. So that's kind of where this song stemmed from.
So we are getting about maybe a third of the way through 2024. What does the rest of 2024 look like for you? I hear you're getting married in September.
I am getting married in September, which is very exciting. But aside from that, I have some crazy festivals coming up. Well, some very big opportunities coming up. I shouldn't say many festivals. I got a few on the docket right at this moment. But we are actually opening for the James Barker Band at the St. Albert Rodeo, and that's happening in May. After that, we are playing at, and I hope I say this right, Napatic Ramble, and then also at Tralapa Music Festival, both in Saskatchewan, I believe. So I'm very excited about those. They got some big names on the bills.
Well, Small Town Beauty Queen is an absolutely amazing song, and I know people are going to love it as much as I do. Thanks for taking the time to talk today, Jackie.
Thank you so much.